episode 99, Rob. We're back.
99.
99. What do you think of when you think of 99?
Nina. Red Balloons.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's a good segue.
Or Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yeah, 99 Problems.
Yes, yes. I think of, it was always reserved for like the meanest, NFL football defensive player. Feels like always 99 was like, the badass, like, I'm gonna sack the quarterback.
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels like you can't wear 99 on the D-line if you're not a total badass.
Right. You know? Right. So, you gotta be over 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like.
To wear 99.
Yeah. So, but 99. It's pretty exciting. You've done 99 of these.
Bob Barker.
Yeah, Bob Barker. I'm going to totally bungle this, but I'm sure you saw it all over the socials. The greatest fun little pun joke about the closest to $1 without going over, right?
I mean, it's kind of perfect.
Right? It is kind of perfect. I mean, somebody got, you know, I don't know, a million likes on that joke.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Bob. Price is Right still going on. It's still a thing. Drew Carey?
Drew Carey?
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Drew Carey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good guy.
Which I think he's a good replacement.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of Price is Right.
No. Well, we're not young. We're not staying home from school anymore. You know, like, I mean, it was.
Generally not watching TV like at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
I mean, you could say that Bob Barker was the sick kid, stay at home king of television. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was, there was a lot of like, college kids on Price is Right. You know, a lot of like.
They're always a college edition.
University of California college kids on a whatever, you know, and then a lot of blue hairs. You know, there was, you know, it's a big.
Who do you think had longer tenure, Pat Sajak or Bob Barker?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Sajak was Wheel of Fortune, of course.
Yes. Sajak is still going strong. I mean, he announced he's stepping down, right?
He's stepping down.
And Seacrest has taken over? Is that correct? I think probably Pat Sajak was on longer, right? I mean, I don't know when the Price is Right started.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Somebody call in and let us know.
I mean, the world's a different place, Rob. The world's a different place. We don't have
pencil thin microphones.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Dawson, pencil thin microphones, kissing ladies on the lips. No, but I was going to say Alex Trebek. I mean, he's obviously passed and gone. You know,
so he was the best.
The big guys are gone from all the game shows. So
the best game show spoof ever is Will Ferrell doing.
On SNL, right?
It's so good.
Yeah. Trebek.
He's got Trebek. And then you've got like McConaughey comes on and all. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff.
Sean Connery.
It's amazing though that like you think about, I mean, Richard Dawson and all that stuff back at the pencil thin mic and Bob Barker had the pencil thin, you know, I mean, black and white television was going on. I mean, when Merv Griffin started all that stuff, I mean, it was a black and white television world.
It was black and white world.
And now we're not even in a television world anymore. We're a streamers, right? And yet those game shows are still rocking.
Stand the test of time.
I know.
Simple games.
What was your favorite game show? Or what still is your?
Well, when I was a kid, I always loved, Let's Make a Deal. Monty Hall.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it was like, you had the people dressed up in costumes.
Yes.
And then it was like, if you picked door number 3, it would be a donkey.
Yeah.
It was always a donkey.
Yeah. You're the loser. Yeah. You picked a jackass, literally.
You've got a donkey.
Now, was that the let me empty your purse? Your purse. If you have like a bag of
like a box of matches.
Who's got gum?
There's a lighter.
Yeah,
it was always a lot of smoking. Yeah. So back in the late 70s.
There were a fair amount of matches involved in game shows back then. So
yeah, if you've got a pack of Capris in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's Make a Deal was good.
That was Richard Dawson too, wasn't it? I mean, wasn't that a Dawson or who
wasn't that?
I could be wrong.
Monty Hall.
Okay,
I think it was Monty Hall. I think.
I have no idea.
The internet's loose.
All right. When I was a kid, I think my favorite was Press Your Luck, right?
Oh, yeah.
The big giant board thing around the perimeters. And then all they do is yell, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, stop.
Right.
And then you get the little whammy illustration of the guy with the lawnmower taking all your money and all that weird, you know. I don't even remember the questions being very good. Who hosted that? I just remember the whole, like, it was just a visual spectacle, I feel like.
Yeah.
Not the greatest of game shows, so.
The dating game was pretty fun to watch sometimes.
Yeah. Old school dating game was good. Yeah. Behind the curtain or whatever. Yeah. Contestant number one.
Yeah.
What's your idea
of
perfect?
He loves sailing.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Wasn't that the story that the serial killer was on the show?
There was,
I think it was Richard Ramirez. I don't know why I remember that.
The Night Stalker?
I think it was the Night Stalker.
Was he on the dating
game? One of the serial killers was on the dating game. I think it was Richard Ramirez.
Wow, this took a turn.
And it was like a contestant. Okay. Didn't get the, I don't think he got the gig.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully for that young woman, but.
Man, that is, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I did, I don't even know. I don't know who it was. I feel like there was a story about somebody that was on the game, but I don't know which bad guy it was. So.
Family Feud, also a fun one to play along at home.
Yeah, Family Feud's a good one.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I did not like the $20,000 pyramid back in the day because I wasn't old enough to understand all the references and all the answers. You know what I mean? Like,
is that where the two are sitting across from each other in the thing? And it's
things that start with the letter.
The letter S.
Yeah. And it's you're just spouting. You can't obviously say the question or the answer, but you're spouting off all these weird things, and people are going bam, bam, bam.
So, no, not my favorite.
Yeah, not my jam either. Just because I think when I was little, I didn't really get it. You know what I mean?
It was an adult game.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of adult games, actually, I have no idea how to transition to today's topic, which is actually not board games or television game shows. We thought we would chat today a little bit about holiday marketing. We just had Labor Day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of, free Labor Day sales, all sorts of things. We are, we always joke it's Christmas in July.
Yep.
Right? Because a lot of our big package goods companies and a lot of you're working on things obviously months ahead of time to have things ready.
Right.
We run social media for a fair amount of clients, right? And there's always
a lot of holiday messaging.
Yeah. Do we talk about this holiday? Is it appropriate for XYZ brand to mention this holiday, or do you just stay away from it? So just sort of the topic of holiday marketing in general, right? And you have a funny story. You just went to,
I was just at Costco over the weekend. Mostly cleaning products. I was getting, if you're interested.
Okay. A lot of paper towels.
A lot of paper towels.
Yeah.
All the paper towels.
What other cleaning supply? Are we getting like spray?
Clorox wipes.
Okay. All right.
Toilet paper also.
Okay. Totally acceptable answer. Love it. Okay.
A few random things in there. Anyway.
So you're making a Costco run.
Making a Costco run. That place is absolutely bonkers all the time.
Well, what day of the week
were
you there?
All the time. I was there on Sunday.
Long dramatic blast.
Well, I had to remember because it was a long weekend, holiday weekend.
Okay, so you're there on a Sunday.
I was there Sunday at like 2:00.
Okay, yeah, that feels like potentially bad timing.
Well, and I had to go this weekend.
Well, that's the window you had to go.
And it was like, it didn't occur to me like, Labor Day cookouts and things, people are going to be buying up or, all the all their stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, place is a zoo.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no good time to go there. I mean, like.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go at like.
Even if you get there early, you're there with everybody lined up.
8 at night on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
If they're even open that late, who knows? Yeah. But.
All right. So you're there at
Costco.
Anyway,
so I'm there at Costco. And I mean, sure enough, it is, September the 5th today, I believe. Yeah. Christmas trees everywhere. Like it's out. I mean, it is out. We've got fake Christmas trees.
Inflatable Santas
and everything everywhere.
Reindeer, the whole deal.
Yeah. And
wow.
So it kind of dawned on me that now we're overlapping.
That's a big old FU to Halloween, by the way.
And Thanksgiving, arguably.
Yeah. Huge.
Nary a cornucopia in sight. it was all sleigh bells.
The horn o' plenty is filled with Christmas goods.
And there were a few, there definitely were some Halloween.
Okay.
The 20-foot skeleton that everybody loves. And
yeah, that thing's insane.
Animatronics and all those kind of crazy things.
Yeah.
Which are awesome.
Yeah.
But definitely overshadowed already by Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was going to say that I think in general, and we all know it's getting earlier and earlier. Yeah, it's just going to be year round.
It just kind of stresses me out, man.
I don't like
it. I mean, it's like 100 degrees outside.
I don't like it.
And we've got Christmas decorations in retail.
I'm not a fan.
It's crazy.
But I think that if you look at the past 20 years, I think the holiday that's shown the most explosive growth would be Halloween.
Oh, for sure.
In terms of. It all started, I think, with the styrofoam, tombstones.
Tombstones, yeah.
And once somebody figured that out, then it was boom. I mean, I know at our house, I don't know about at your house, but at our house, our lawn is littered.
We have one decoration.
You have the giant cat.
Yeah,
it's like climbing up the side of the house or something.
2.5-story tall inflatable cat.
Yeah.
That takes up the entire yard.
Yeah.
His tail is way above the house. I mean, it is.
So he sits
insane.
In the yard or is he like on the house?
No, he's standing in the yard, takes up the entire front yard. And then we have a couple, I shouldn't say one, we have a couple little ancillary mini cats. And the irony being that, like, we hate cats. Like, we're not a cat fan. Like, yeah. Everyone's allergic to cats. I shouldn't say we hate cats. We're all allergic to cats.
You hate cats.
So, but yet on Hallow's Eve, we're all about the giant, magical kitty. Hollow is the name of the cat. Get it? Because the cat is,
That's a good name.
It's inflatable, you know.
So. It's big. I've seen pictures of it.
We've got hashtags. People stop by and hold the sign and take pictures and hashtag.
Now, do you leave it inflated 24 hours? Does it run 24 hours a day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we never deflate.
Never deflate.
No, it's on the whole time with his gigantic eyes staring at you in the darkness. Yeah,
our problem is,
and it's there like the first of October. I mean, it's October 1.
As long as it's October, it's October 1, I'm totally, I love a month of Halloween. Yeah. I'm totally good with that.
Okay.
But then I'm also a big like, hey, first weekend after Halloween.
Take her down.
It's coming down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like everything needs to come down.
We're done here.
Do not let it linger.
Yeah.
Our problem is that Ian, specifically my stepson, the dude loves Halloween.
He loves Halloween.
And I'm right there with him. I love Halloween too. All the kids love Halloween. But he, every year, his grandparents give him money to go buy Halloween stuff.
Okay.
And the kid is kind of a hoarder.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't like to throw anything out.
Okay.
So every year there's just
keep adding more.
You just keep adding more to the yard. And I totally let him
decorate the
design it and do it.
That's cool.
And do it.
Love
and
that.
I just stand there and.
Yeah.
Smile.
I wouldn't put that there. No, make the maze on the front yard.
Go
just
crazy.
And we're
full on fog machine.
Yeah.
And my whole jam is to sit out there and scare the crap out of kids.
That's the fun.
That's the fun to me.
That is.
But yeah, Halloween. Halloween has come a long way. Love the spirit store.
Yeah.
Pop up spirit store.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. A lot of really bad makeup kits in there. So.
Bad makeup kits.
We went on a tangent about our own personal holiday things. I mean, I guess for brands, for companies, for whatever, holiday marketing. I mean, what do we do here, right? And we're always tied to, we have to do a holiday presence with a lot of our companies, but you want to be agnostic to Santa,
correct?
To Christmas, to
religion,
you know,
in general,
menorahs,
agnostic,
So how do we do? You know, that's why you do get a lot of watered down seasons greetings,
a lot of snow,
and that's how, there's snowflakes.
There's
we just did an entire Christmas campaign, and it's all basically like snowflake related,
right?
Which is cool and still can be tasteful, right?
Yeah,
but. You know, it is definitely a challenge, I think, now, right? Because there's a, I don't want to say a negative about planting your flag of do you say Merry Christmas or not, you know? But I think there's a lot of...
Well, there's a fear of alienating anybody out there.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I...
What are your thoughts on the matter, I guess, you know, in terms of holiday marketing and whatnot?
I think it depends. I mean, I think there's certain things that we've almost come to expect that have become part of the culture. And what I mean by that is, here comes the Lexus Christmas spot.
Like,
we're always going to see the Lexus Christmas spot.
Yes.
We're always going to see the Mercedes Christmas spot.
Yeah.
We are always going to see the, and it's a great spot, the Hershey's Jingle Bell.
Yes.
With the Hershey's Kisses.
It's been going on since the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, they made that thing forever ago and have gotten so much life out of it, but it's classic, right? It doesn't, and that's a great agnostic. Hey, we're just bells.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're just bells and chocolate.
Yeah, Jingle Bells.
So I think holiday advertising is appropriate for certain brands and certain products and certain things. I think there's absolutely, an overuse of that. And I think what I mean by that is, you know, we do a lot of social media stuff for clients. And if you go look at various calendars, everything has a day now.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything.
Oh, it's like,
you know, there's International Burrito Day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's
every single
fly a kite day.
Like the 365 days we have of our Earth calendar,
right?
There are six things for every single day of the calendar.
Oh, it's out of control.
So it'll be like it is International Burrito Day. It's also Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it's Hamster Relief Day or whatever. You know, there'll be multiple holidays on every single day of the calendar. It's insane. So.
Yeah, and so brands try and leverage some of that stuff, which okay, fine. I mean, I don't think there's any harm in, you know, clients also tend to leverage holidays for sales, right?
Yeah.
The Labor Day sales,
sure.
And they'll push out an e-blast or do whatever.
And
we do a fair amount of that. So I think, you know, in that sense, it's fine. I don't think there's really any harm to doing a happy Veterans Day. You know, I mean, a lot of people do that.
Sure.
Is it relevant to your brand? I don't know. Maybe not, but it certainly can't hurt to show appreciation and patriotism and some of those things. I don't know that it really buys you anything, but I don't think it, I don't think it hurts, either. You know, but again, it depends on who you are.
Yeah. We have this conversation with every client we onload.
Yeah.
Onload? Onboard. Excuse me. Onload is a weird, I don't even know what that would be. Onloading? But onboard, right? In regards to, hey, let's talk about the calendar of, holidays and is it specific? Is it relevant to your brand or not? Right.
Yeah.
And then that helps, I think, shake out. Do we do a,
right.
A post for Memorial Day or we just had Labor Day or whatever the case, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think when you try to force it, sometimes is when it gets really awkward and strange.
Yeah, or when you're trying to sell a product on a day that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Tie with your brand, you know, then it feels kind of weird.
Yeah, I think, you know, and again, I think this is a tough one too, because to your point about making sales, you know, it feels from, I don't know how you feel about this, and this may be crazy to say out loud, but I don't feel like holidays from a commercialization perspective in terms of sales are as special as they used to be.
No, right? I think you're right.
Yeah. It's less milestones on the calendar because we have so many, there's such a pervasive, amount of information just thrown at us constantly about this is on sale and that's on sale and get your discount code and get your this and that. Yeah. I don't know. Are consumers really saving up and waiting to buy that TV for when the NFL season starts because that's when TVs are on sale? I mean, no, TVs are on sale all the time, right?
You're always going to have it around Christmas for obvious reasons. Everybody's got to buy their gifts. So you're obviously that holiday is always going to drive sales.
Yeah,
for sure. But now you have other sales, you know, you think about Black Friday, right? And Cyber Monday and
Amazon Prime
Tuesday,
Day. Yeah.
Wednesday, you know, whatever, that kind of become big sale days that we've just sort of created.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're not around any holiday.
Yeah.
That I can think of, but. I while you're talking, I thought about one of the projects that we did a long time ago, and we'll put it up on the social so we can show you, but it was kind of a fun project, and we created an image for a company. We're going to play a little bit of a guessing game. An image for a company that had something to do, alluded to Halloween on a piece of creative.
Are you asking me if I know what it is?
Yeah.
Rock Spider.
Yeah, it was Rock
Spider. What it must be. Yeah.
It was Rock Spider.
Yeah, of course.
So that was, it was a
great image.
Yeah, it was a great, super cool image that we put together. And it was around Halloween time. And it was, you know, I think the message behind it was, it's so good, it's scary or something like that.
Yeah.
Really, really expanding my copywriting wings there. No, but it was this really cool image of the rocks that form aggregate, right? That formed this sort of spider, on this product that our client makes.
Yeah. And the product itself was a mesh product that mitigated radial stress in roadways. So you lay it down underneath your pavement or your whatever the case
may be. And it looked very much like
it had a web looking feel to it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a geogrid type situation.
Exactly.
So that was really cool. And if I do say myself, that was to me that was a cool way to leverage a holiday and get a message out
for
there.
For sure.
Without saying happy Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's more of just a seasonal.
Yeah. And for that, it made sense. It wasn't like we're trying to shoehorn Santa or something into that weird.
We're not putting Santa on a tractor for no reason.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny. I had forgotten about that piece.
Yeah.
That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yep.
I love that.
It holds up.
Yeah. I think marketing during the holidays now is definitely more challenging than ever. And I think, especially if we're trying to do some type of sale or offer. Right. Cause it doesn't necessarily feel as special anymore. So there's no like silver bullet for, hey, if you're a company X or if you're in this vertical, this is what you do.
Right.
You know, it really truly is, the brand, you know, and is there a seasonality to the brand in general? Right. And then you sort of go from there, I guess.
It's true. I mean, you think about Labor Day sales, big sale weekend, but like, I mean, how many use coupon code Labor Day, blah, blah, blah. I mean, a gajillion.
Exactly.
Everybody does it.
Well, and we're splintered now to where I guess Amazon is really the last department store. I mean, I know there still are department stores. I get it. I mean, there still is a Macy's out there. There still are, you know, other department stores, but it's not like, oh, it's the Labor Day sale at this mega wherever and go to the mall and do whatever. You know what I mean? We just go to Amazon and put it in a cart and send it along. You know, I mean, we don't really even go anywhere anymore. So tough. You know what I mean? Can be tough for brands.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else I got.
That's how the podcast ends. Yeah. Yeah. Bringing it back to the game show. Right. See what we did there?
That's right.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, it's a challenge. It's tough out there. There's no magic answer anymore. And I don't think there's really a seasonality, even though we have holidays literally every single month.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Don't force it.
Yeah, exactly. I think
that's kind of the rule, I think. Just don't force it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Yeah.
And be tasteful if you do it.
For sure. For sure.
All right.
All right.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's conversation. Don, where can the people find us online? Should they be happen to look for us?
So they can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com or on many of the social platforms at mocktheagency.
But not Blue Sky yet.
No, we do have a Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do.
We do.
We do.
We do have a Blue Sky. There are not a lot of posts on that Blue Sky account yet, but feel free to throw us a follow over there. So where the sky is blue, as
that's
people
right.
are fond of saying.
All right. Well, all right, episode everybody. 99.
All right. In the books.
In the books.
Yeah.
Get ready for 100. It's
big
gonna
one's
be
coming.
A biggie.
I know. There'll be sound effects.
Get ready.
What they'll be.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Time.